Trump, Musk winning the war on waste, 75K federal workers take buyout offer. By Simon Kent on February 13, 2025. Approximately 75,000 federal workers have accepted the White House's deferred resignation offer to take a buyout while still being paid through September, according to the Office of Personnel Management. The offer's deadline closed Wednesday after a federal judge ruled to end a temporary pause to the program. The Boston-based judge's order in the challenge filed by a group of labor unions was a significant legal victory for the Republican president. Related, White House press secretary brings the receipts of waste cut by DOGE. This goes to show that lawfare will not ultimately prevail over the will of 77 million Americans who supported President Trump and his priorities, said White House press secretary Caroline Levitt. NBC News reports the number of federal employees who are reported to have taken the offer amounts to around 3.75% of the federal workforce, and includes those offered a buyout in the CIA. The number of employees who accepted the offer was first reported by Semaphore. Trump's buyout program is part of the administration's broader efforts to radically downsize the federal workforce in the name of efficiency. Related, Democrat uses hearing on government waste to attack Musk and DOGE, asks zero questions. On Tuesday, the president signed an executive order also aimed at this key initiative. The order directed agencies to work with the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to cut staff and limit hiring, with the goal of significantly reducing the size of government and accompanying drain on taxpayer dollars. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.